AP News. I'm Ed Donahue at Perry High School in Perry, Iowa.
There is no further danger to the public. The community is safe.
Shots were fired at the school today. A source tells the AP the gunman is dead, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The AP's Nick Riccardi is in Perry.
Before school started at about 7:36 a.m., authorities say someone opened fire inside the school. There were multiple people injured, but police are not saying precisely how many.
Two gunshot victims were taken to a hospital in Des Moines. This was the first day back to school in Perry after the winter break. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for two suicide bombings targeting a ceremony for an Iranian general killed in a 2020 U.S. drone strike. At least 84 people were killed. A U.S. airstrike on the headquarters of an Iran-backed militia in central Baghdad killed the high-ranking militia commander. Police in New Jersey are hunting for the killer of a Muslim leader who was shot outside his mosque in Newark before morning prayers, offering cash to anyone who can help them make an arrest. Authorities say they have no evidence religious hate motivated the imam's killing. Computer keyboards are making room for an artificial intelligence chatbot button as Microsoft unveils its first major keyboard redesign in three decades. Starting this month, some new personal computers that run Microsoft's Windows 11 operating system will have a special co-pilot key that launches the software giant's AI chatbot. The Kia EV9 large electric SUV won the 2024 North American Utility of the Year Award, while the Toyota Prius Hybrid took the top car honors, and Ford's Super Duty pickup won the truck award. Britney Spears is shouting down rumors of a new album, vowing to never return to the music industry, but is still writing music just for other people. This is AP News. The U.S. is calling for urgent action by the U.N. against attacks by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea.
U.S. Deputy Ambassador Christopher Liu told an emergency Security Council meeting that the Houthis have carried out more than 20 attacks since November the 19th.
It is vital that the Council speak, and speak now.
Liu also told the UN Security Council,
"We also know that Iran has been deeply involved in planning operations against commercial vessels in the Red Sea."
Earlier in the day, a spokesman for the Houthi rebels, Yahya Sari, warned the U.S. or any other party against taking any measure to secure commercial ships going to Israel. The Yemeni armed forces confirmed that any American aggression will not go unanswered or unpunished. I'm Karen Chamas.
An armed unmanned surface vessel launched from Houthi-controlled Yemen got within a couple of miles of Navy and commercial vessels in the Red Sea before detonating. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.